So let's welcome Richard as he comes to minister to us.
Thank you so much. It's really a privilege to be here. And Francis and I have just so enjoyed being in this place, but particularly just to be in the presence of God with you guys. And we were here on Friday, and we had a tremendous time just enjoying the presence of God and fellowshipping with you. And we just want to continue in the presence of God right now. I don't want to, if you want to know more about us, you can ask us afterwards. But I just, you know, I want to just really honor the Holy Spirit. And so can we just pray? Father, we praise you and thank you for your amazing love. We thank you for the reality of your presence in us and with us, upon us and around us. And just where you are right now, I just encourage you just to thank the Lord for his presence in you and with you. Just acknowledge his presence in you. You have fullness in Christ. The fullness of the presence of God is in you. Oh, I honor you, Holy Spirit, in me. I honor you, Holy Spirit, in our midst. I honor your uponness. Lord, we need you above everything else. Without you, Lord, we are nothing. And apart from you, we can do nothing. We need you, Lord. We depend on you, Holy Spirit, to reveal the Father and the Son to us. And this morning, we want to continue to encounter you, to know you. And right now, I pray, Lord, that you would just fill us afresh with your Spirit, that you would give us spiritual revelation, spiritual understanding, spiritual wisdom and knowledge, so we can know you more. We want to know you more, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you remove every darkness in our minds or hearts that would stop us from seeing you today. In Jesus' name. Lord, every wrong thinking, Lord, just expose it and remove it. Lord, we want a fresh encounter with you today. And the Father says, I'm looking for worshipers. I'm searching and looking for worshipers. Worshipers who will worship me with genuine hearts. Hearts that are hungry for me. So we honor you, Holy Spirit. We honor your presence here. Give us ears to hear and hearts that respond to your word, to your truth, to your presence. Oh, we honor you, Lord. You are so good. You are full of compassion. You are gracious, merciful, abounding in love. You are Abba, Father. How awesome you are in this place, O God. Right now, just bless your holy name. We just bless your holy name. Oh, you are so wonderful, Lord. You are so awesome, O God. You are so worthy of our praise, Lord. You are so worthy of all the praise, Lord Jesus. You are so worthy, Lord. We exalt you in this place, O God. We exalt you and we bless your holy name. We honor you, Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. We honor you, Lord, We honor you and praise your holy name. You are so wonderful. You are so worthy of all praise. You are so wonderful in this place, oh God. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We declare your glorious name, Jesus, worthy of all praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. Oh, you're worthy. Let the sound of heaven penetrate the heavens right now in Jesus' name. Oh, we praise your holy name. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Soma sekeshima sokoro boso. Shere de boso koro boso. Sheba soko bobo robo sandra kedede. You're so wonderful. So wonderful. So precious to us, Lord. Lord, where there are heavy hearts, I just really pray right now for liberation, just for setting free, Lord. Just come and just come with your tenderness, Jesus. Just sense the Holy Spirit just wants to come and minister to us in his very gentle way. He's just softening hearts. He's just softening hearts right now. I just encourage you just to open your heart wide to receive what he wants to do. Oh, I honor you, Holy Spirit. Some of you have been really hurt in relationships, and I believe the Holy Spirit's just restoring that right now. Just restoring broken hearts. He's making you whole. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God is amazing. And you know, I so appreciate Pastor Les and Dot just because they just love the presence of God. And you are very privileged to have a couple leading you into the presence of God. That's really an awesome thing. Don't take it for granted. And I just really appreciate you guys. When we first came to London by train on Friday, the first thing that struck us when we came out of the train was, it was hectic. I mean, really hectic. I mean, Frankfurt, and we come from Frankfurt, but, you know, Frankfurt is still a provincial town compared to this, you know. I mean, I thought, you know, when we arrived in the train, we were still on the train when I went into the, you know, the line of people walking outside the train, just going as fast as the train. It was incredible. And I believe the Lord is just saying to me, you know, there's a pace here that is going to be changed. And I'm commissioning you as a people to change the pace of the city. And he's got a key for you today, I believe. I've been really praying about you guys and just praying about your situation here in London. And I believe God has got something really he wants to show you. I mean, you know this already, but I just believe it's something that he wants you to value and honor. And if you just turn with me to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, and we're going to read from verse 35 to 41. Just tell me if I'm speaking too fast, because I'm not used to this acoustic. Okay, so just say, slow down. You there? That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet! Be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." I just love that scene. Here's, you know, they're on this boat, a small fisher boat, fisherman's boat, and there's a storm that's rising up, and it's really fierce. And these experienced fishermen are afraid. So you can imagine the extent of the storm. It must have been a vicious storm for even the fishermen who are experienced to be afraid. And it's getting worse and worse. And Jesus is in the boat and he's sleeping. I mean, you don't sleep through a storm unless there's something you have that the fishermen didn't have at that moment. And Jesus just got up and he commanded that storm and said, "Be quiet, peace, be still." And the storm calmed down. You see, Jesus lived in peace. He lived in peace. He carried peace. So he had authority over the storm. And we're living in a spiritual storm here in this city. You are. We are in Frankfurt. It's a spiritual storm. And the only thing that's going to come against that is peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's the God of peace. And I believe it's such a key for us as believers to understand this, that the way of the Spirit is the way of peace. The most important thing for the Christian believer is peace. It's your right to have peace in every circumstance because the Prince of Peace lives in you. That's why the Bible says it's the fruit of the Spirit is peace. What comes out of you is peace because peace is living in you. And, you know, God is calling us as the church to get out there to change the culture, to bring about a kingdom and culture of peace. That's your greatest weapon. I'm going to show you this. You see, Jesus, we know, you know, you can say to yourself, well, you know, there's Jesus and he's lying in the boat. That's Jesus. Of course he's going to have authority over the storm. But what about me? I'm going through all sorts of turmoil. I'm going through all sorts of storms and difficulties. But you see, when you have a revelation of this one particular fact, and this is that Jesus doesn't only give you peace. He is peace living in you. You see, a lot of people think that salvation is something that is given apart from God. But you see, in 1 John, we know that salvation is union with God through Christ. So whatever Jesus is, we are joined to. It says, let me give you some scriptures so you don't think I'm sucking this out of my thumb. 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. First John chapter 4, verse 15. It says, "If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. This is just one of many scriptures you can read in 1 John when it talks about you have received everlasting life. It's not an object, it's Christ. The reason you have everlasting life through faith in Christ is because you are joined to the one who lives forever. You have received everlasting life because it's Jesus who lives in you. And because you're joined to Christ, you live forever. This is an amazing, amazing truth. To realize that through faith in Christ, God has made his habitation, his dwelling place in me by his Spirit, who is Jesus. And so as carriers of not only of his presence, but as of the person of Christ, we can influence and change a city. Because we belong to the kingdom of God, which is a kingdom of peace and joy and righteousness, but of peace. And so, because we are joined to Christ and Christ lives in us, we carry his presence and his peace with us. And therefore, as a believer, if you're walking in the Spirit, you're going to walk in peace. That's your right. I live my life like that. If anything disrupts my peace, I immediately check it. Nothing's allowed to challenge my peace because I have the peace, the one who is peace, living in me. And if you want to manifest the presence of God in your workplace, in the school, at home, you need to walk in peace. Because whatever disrupts peace veils the one who is the peacemaker, the peace giver, the one who is peace. So anytime I lose my peace, I check it straight away. I don't live in a place of unsettlement or restlessness. I have a divine right to live in peace. The enemy will try and get you away from peace. He will do everything he can because it's the spirit of this world. Hectic. And God's given us the grace. Sounds a bit corny, but it'll help you to remember. God has given us the grace to change the pace. He's given us the grace to change the pace. You have the right to live in peace, and you have the right to begin to change the pace wherever you are. You see, the believer is not one who reacts to the world. He does not react to the spirit of the world. The believer is one who comes into the world and brings peace, and brings light, and brings love, and brings everything that is opposite to the world. That is our job, because we've been given everything for life and godliness. So we are not here to wait until God, Jesus comes again. We're here to do the work of Jesus in bringing peace to the storm. So through our union with Christ, we have the right to live in peace. And I believe Les was talking about this last Sunday, that we have this right to enter God's rest. It's our right to come into the presence of God and to know that it's his work in us, that we can rest in the presence of God. Colossians 3:15. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. What is ruling in your heart now? What is ruling in your heart? Is it worry? Is it unforgiveness? Is it something that is taking away that peace? But the Word of God says, let the peace of Christ rule. That means it has dominion. It has power over everything in your life. You see, we don't have to fret and worry. We don't have to, because we've got Christ in us. What are you worried about? Yes, but you don't know what I'm going through. I've just lost my job. Christ is in you. Yes, but my husband's just left me. Christ is in you. He knows. He knows what you're going through. Trust him and he will give you peace. Trust yourself, you won't have peace. I love the verse in Isaiah. Isaiah 43. Now, I don't even have it here, but I'm just going to quote it from memory. It's basically, the Lord keeps in perfect peace him whose eyes are fixed on him because he trusts in him. That is so important. If you get your eyes off Christ, you're going to start losing your peace. You fix your eyes on Christ and you remain in peace. What do you think Christ means when he says, remain in me and I will remain in you? What does it mean to remain in Christ? It means to remain in this place of absolute peace. That's our starting point. I cannot tell you how important this is. If you want to walk in the Spirit, you must walk in peace. Because the way of the Spirit is peace. Isaiah 26:3. Let's just read that again. In the King James Version, it says, you keep in perfect peace he who has his eyes fixed on you. Oh, you're ahead of me. Praise the Lord. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. You're leaning on Christ. You're leaning on his presence. You're leaning on Jesus, the Christ who is in you. That's why Jesus says, don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow. Remain in me. But the enemy absolutely hates it when we don't react to him. Have you ever noticed if someone gets really angry at you and you don't react, how that makes them even more angry? You're just going. It infuriates the person. Because there's nothing to hold on to. I cannot catch you with this. I cannot attack. You're like a slippery soap. It's like water on a duck's back, you know. It's just like, it's not having its effect. But you just stand firm in your peace. How do you think Jesus could confront and be on trial and be falsely accused and not answer? How many times do we immediately react to false accusations, defending our rights? Because we're not trusting in the one who knows exactly what we're going through. I love that. It says, Christ entrusted himself to the Father. And if you entrust yourself to Jesus, you'll find that you'll stop reacting to colleagues who just want to annoy you. They just want to provoke you. Oh, you think you're a Christian? Watch this. Look how angry you got. Think you're a Christian, hey? But you see, if you start in that place of peace, you're not going to be caught off guard. And this is why it's so important, I believe, to get up in the morning to pray. You know, I don't tell people to pray because they must pray. I tell them, listen, do what you need to get that peace. Do what you need to do to meet with God. This is not religion. This is a relationship. A relationship with the peace, God who is peace. Now, I really want to encourage you to start every day And you start that place of peace. If you don't have peace, you need to ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what's going on? Why don't I have peace? Because you know that the norm of the Christian life is peace. So if you don't have it, you can say, Holy Spirit, what's going on? And the Holy Spirit will do several things. He'll either show you straight away if you're living in sin or if you have sinned, if you have grieved him in any way. He will convict you, not to condemn you, but to bring it to light so you can come back to that place of peace. You see, Jesus died so we could have peace with God and peace with one another. Amen? He is our peace. So through Christ we enter into the presence of the Father, and through Christ we have fellowship with one another. We have peace with one another. That's why Les said it's so important. You know, when we have, if what God is looking for is unity, what is that unity? It's when I have peace with you. There's nothing between me and you. I'm not offended by you. I'm not irritated by you. I just love you, and I live in that place of peace. Peace is our divine right. And I can tell you, when you carry that peace into the workplace or into the school or wherever you go in the world, something changes in the atmosphere. Something begins to change in the atmosphere. I had a colleague come to our home once. She came into just a normal scene, right? A colleague came, she was dropping off something, and she came into our home. She stood in there for 1 minute. She'd never been to our home. And she said, there's such peace here. What is this? This is a non-believer. Peace, I tell you. Peace is what we need to hold on to. Let it rule our hearts. And I believe it's God's strategy for London. Turn with me to Romans 16. Romans 16. Verse 20. The God of peace. Can you say that? The God of peace. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. It doesn't say the God who is almighty. It doesn't say the God who is powerful. It doesn't even say the God who is loud. It says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. It's so contrary to the culture of this world. The world's frantic. It's just reacting to the tide. It's reacting to the flow. It's reacting. It's just following suit, as it were. But as Christians, we are not to conform to that. But we are to stand firm in the peace of God. And that's really all I wanted to share with you this morning. And when you don't have peace, there are several reasons why you could not, you maybe not have peace, okay? You may have sinned, and the Holy Spirit will show you. Don't go looking for things. The Holy Spirit will show you. Okay. So many Christians get so bogged down. They say, oh, I must have done something wrong, so I'm looking for it, looking for it, looking for it. And the Holy Spirit says, look, you've got a clean page. It's okay. Cool it. And you're trying to find out this sin and that sin, and you're coming under more condemnation. There must be some hidden sin, and I just cannot find that peace. But you need to trust the Holy Spirit. He will convict you of sin if there's sin in your life, and you can confess it, and Jesus will cleanse you, and you are restored to that place of peace. So maybe there's sin. Or maybe the enemy is telling you something that is a lie. Well, he only lies, so it's probably going to be a lie. You are believing something that is not the truth. And you find you don't have peace. You're believing something that the enemy is telling you that is simply not true. And if you go back to Scripture, go to the Spirit of God, and you expose that thing, and you make it obedient to Christ, and your peace comes back. You may not have peace because you're trying to do things in your own strength. You're working at it. You're trying hard. The Lord says, look, stop trying and start trusting. We have to learn how to live from this place of peace and rest. You know, God loves you guys. He loves us so much. And His grace, I was praying on Friday, I was just walking along there, and all I had was from the Spirit was grace upon grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. Because we think there's a limit. We think, well, surely God can't still love me. Well, we haven't even started to even taste how much God loves you. God is not limited to our understanding of love. He says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. In fact, they're as high as the heavens are from the earth. They haven't even discovered all the stars yet, just by the way. So how much do you think God loves you? You cannot even imagine it. If you can ask more, for more than you can possibly ask or imagine, I can tell you something, our God loves us more than we can possibly imagine. There's no limit. From everlasting to everlasting is my love for you. That's pretty big. Pretty big. So the God of peace will soon crush Satan under our feet. And you walk in peace, the enemy does not like it, but you stand firm in that peace. So I believe God just wants to restore peace to some of you today. So I just ask you to stand. Just stand in the presence of God. Don't do anything, okay? Don't try. Don't try and get or try and do. Just stand in the presence of God and begin to fix your eyes on Jesus. Just behold Jesus and see Him as absolute peace. Keep your mind steadfast upon the one who gives you peace. When Jesus left this earth, He says, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. And I really believe the Lord's saying, I want you to stop trying and simply trust. The Holy Spirit just exposes something in your life right now, just a sin or anything, just confess it to Him. Just agree with the Holy Spirit. And the Lord Jesus will just come and cleanse you and restore your peace. If someone has offended you and you're still carrying that offense, just speak out that forgiveness. Even if you don't feel like you can, just begin to speak out that forgiveness to that person. It's the beginning of the restoration of that peace and relationship. Someone in this room has been saying, I can't, I can't, I can't. And the Lord says, yes, you can, because I can. I can't do this. You've been saying to the Lord, I can't do this, I can't do this. And the Lord says, I can do it. If you're carrying worry, just give it to Jesus. Just say, Jesus, I just hand it over to you. Just hand it over to him. See that worry as an object. Just give it over to Christ. Give it to Jesus. And let him replace it with his peace. My peace I give you. A peace that passes all understanding. A peace that you do not know, but a peace you're going to experience right now. Receive my peace. Just begin to thank the Lord for his peace that lives in you now. You are the peacemaker and you live in me. You are the Prince of Peace and you live in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I can live in peace. Thank you, Lord, that I can live my daily life in this place of peace because you live in me. Thank you for the power of this peace that is in me. Thank you, Lord, that you are destroying the work of the enemy by this peace that lives in me. Thank you, Lord, that you're empowering us by your grace and your peace to change the pace of this city. I honor your peace, Lord. I thank you for your absolute peace. Father, I just speak peace, Lord, over people's lives who are worried about the future. I just speak peace over your life right now in Jesus' name. Peace, be still. Those who are worried about broken relationships, peace, be still. Those of you who are worried about sickness, peace, be still. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for peace. You are the God of peace. Hallelujah. And you guys, just take this peace that you're experiencing right now. You take it right home with you. You take it into the office tomorrow. You take it into the school tomorrow. You take it into the kids' room. You take it into your wild and rebellious teenagers' rooms. You just bring that peace right in there. And watch what God will do. Watch what God will do. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, so much. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just reach your hands up right now. Just let the peace of God cover you like a warm shower. Just the peace of Jesus. Peace of Jesus. The turmoil of your life, the Lord says, peace. This. You've entered his rest. He says, peace. Peace be unto you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Wow. So good. So good. Such peace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I just love what Richard said about being a releaser of peace in every situation. When you're confronted with an absence of peace, you have the option of releasing peace. So release the peace into the situation. Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord's just been showing me that he is the Spirit of peace. And so it's almost like you have something to give. And I just sense that in situations, you actually release his peace. So you can just pray for your colleagues, but they're going to actually receive the presence of God. They're going to receive a tangible sense of his peace will come, because he's the Spirit of peace. And God, I just ask that you would enable us to cultivate a culture of peace in our own lives, that we would kind of cooperate with the Spirit of peace, that we would be like in a working relationship, a partnership with the Spirit of peace, that we would just walk in peace day by day, taking peace wherever we go. And you know, when Jesus said to the disciples, he said something like, give the house where you're staying peace, let peace rest. And if they don't treat you with properly, you can take the Spirit, the peace with you. So he is a Spirit of peace, and we just want to honor you and give ourselves to you, Holy Spirit. And we ask for this revelation today that we will really walk in a new way with you, Lord God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let us never forget. Let us never forget who you are on the inside of us. Let's never forget. Let's never lose sight of this incredible truth. We ask you to reign in our midst, Prince of Peace. Spirit of Peace, reign in our midst. Fill this church with your presence, your peace. Fill every person's life, every circumstance, every situation. Peace. Peace in Jesus' name. We have entered your rest. We've ceased to strive. We've ceased to struggle. We now live in rest, in the peace of God that passes all understanding. You'll never understand why it can be peaceful. His peace passes all understanding. His peace will guard your heart. His peace will preserve your soul. His peace. In Jesus' name. You know, the other thing is, remember that you can allow peace to be the umpire of your heart. If you have a decision to make, where the peace lies is where the decision is. If there's an absence of peace, don't go there. But if the umpire of your heart is peace, then you can follow where he's leading you. So good to know that he's there to show us everything, every step of the way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.